Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First, secure your oxygen mask. For those who travel on commercial airlines, the directive is very familiar, isn't it not? In an event of an emergency, a sudden loss of cabin pressure, we hear, we're told that the oxygen mask will go ahead and drop down, and then we are to go in that such time put the oxygen mask on ourselves. But in an anxious moment, parents might instinctively try to go ahead and put the oxygen mask on their child first, or adult children might focus on preserving the life of their elderly parents who are seated next to them. Such kindness might be instinctive, but it is not wise. If we pass out from a lack of oxygen, our helpless seatmates won't survive either. First, secure your own oxygen mask. The plane of our lives continues to be in turbulent airspace. The oxygen masks have dropped. Many are gasping for air, and those hospitalized and recovering from COVID-19 understand. But we also understand that the effects are even greater. Social distancing, loneliness, depression, layoffs, panic, anger, demands, questions about the vaccines, accusations. We're all gasping for help and hope. We're all searching for stability and strength. What should we do? First, secure your own oxygen mask. That's what Zechariah says. Tonight's sermon series by Dr. Lessing emphasizes it. Your kingdom come. God longs for his people, for his kingdom to come to his people, to us, then through us. To us, then through us. That is the movement of Zechariah chapter 8. To us comes large amounts of gospel, spiritual oxygen, saturated. Then through us comes the calm in the midst of chaos, the peace in the midst of panic, truth in the midst of great turbulence. There they come, the spiritual oxygen masks. They're dropping from Zechariah 8. Massive blasts of gospel-saturated power. What should we do? Remember, first, secure your own oxygen mask. God dwells with his people. I have returned to Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. God isn't only up there. God is also down here. God is not just in the abstract, but in the concrete. Look to Jesus. People live in peace. This is really small. I'll read it. Old men and old women shall again sit in the streets, each with a staff in hand because of great age, and streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets. What a compelling picture of harmony and happiness, sharing and shalom. Social distancing will end. God will do it. The exiles come home. I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them to dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in faithfulness and in righteousness. Yes, God brings the exiles home. And makes them his through faithfulness and righteousness. Something to remember. He brings them home through his faithfulness and righteousness, not ours. Creation is renewed. The vine shall give its fruit, and the ground shall give its produce, and the heavens shall give their dew. The day is coming when God will make all things new. vines and produce dew from heaven, and fasts yield to feasts. The fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Judah seasons of joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. You see, God changes mourning into music, sackcloth into singing, deep sighs into heart-filled or full of endless alleluias. What oxygen? God's presence, God's protection, God's salvation, God's renewal, God's celebration. Yes, this comes to us freely and abundantly through Jesus. So first, secure your own oxygen mask. And if we don't, our faith slowly suffocates. We spiritually pass out. Be careful so that all this doesn't become ho-hum, another evening of Lent, another Sunday to go to, another sermon. All cliche and jargon, like listening to the flight attendants for the umpteenth time explaining why the mask is important. When we do, we downplay the gospel's most alarming details. An innocent man died so we don't have to? A murdered man whose heart starts beating again? We have God's presence, protection, salvation, renewal, and celebration? So what? When we don't breathe in the oxygen of the gospel, we forget its freshness, its utter and unexplainable joy, the joy of being God's child through baptism, the freshness of sin forgiven, the joy of being united with Christ and with one another in Holy Communion. What's meant to be vibrant comes across as blasé, no big deal, just going through the motions. We all need to be jolted to life again. So God's kingdom comes to us and then through us. First, secure your own oxygen masks. Once again, we are spiritually revived. Then we are generous towards others. Then we reach out to people living in extreme isolation. Then we pray for families who aren't used to spending so much time together. Then we go out of our way to love people in the name of Jesus. Breathe in that spiritual oxygen of the gospel. Come alive in Jesus Christ. God's kingdom comes to us and then through us to exhibit Christ's compassion to people caught in a pandemic tailspin, nosediving into economic and emotional crisis or crash. Zechariah 8 shows us how the gospel comes through us. For the gospel is universal. People shall come, yet even inhabitants of many cities. The inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, "Let us go to entreat the favor of the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I myself am going." Many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and entreat the favor of the Lord. Native red, Asian yellow, African black, Caucasian white, all are precious in his sight. Just as the Bethelites, if you would read early, entreat the face of the Lord, so now nations are described in the same way. They come in waves, first the Gentile leaders, then the city dwellers, and finally many peoples and strong nations. From a small trickle becomes an overwhelming flood. The prophet envisions God's redeeming mercy for people from every tribe, people, language, and nation. For the gospel itself is personal. The gospel is the answer to my pain, to my shame, to my fear, my anxiety. Not in just a general sing-songy way, but in italics. Jesus loves me, this I know. The gospel is personal. It reads in from Zechariah, in those days 10 people from nations of every tongue will seize the robe of a Judahite. The gospel is personal, and other people notice. The context of the verb to seize means to grasp fervently and passionately, and unbelievers notice, and they want what we have. A recent survey of 8,000 new believers indicates that 5% walked into a church and stayed. 7% came because of the pastor. 3% because the church had a program they liked. 1% came because of door-to-door evangelism. 4% came because of Sunday school. However, 80% came through invitations of friends and relatives. Who can you reach out to? Who can you help? The gospel is universal. The gospel is personal. The gospel is also vocal. Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. That's how Zechariah 8 begins. God dwells with his people. The confession, God is with you, connects with Emmanuel, God with us, from Isaiah chapter 7. Romans 10:17 proclaims, faith comes by hearing. Let people hear you living and gossiping the gospel. When you speak kindly to your children on the playground, you demonstrate the Holy Spirit's power for other moms and dads. When you calmly respond to a raging teenager, you show how God works through Christian parents. When you honor your teachers and your parents by doing your homework and your confirmation, you bring honor to our Lord Jesus in your school and in your home and church. And when we admit to one we have sinfully wronged, asking for their forgiveness, we again testify to the truth of the gospel. To those failing with plummeting grades and hounding homework, we say, Jesus has conquered this. To a coworker facing financial crisis, Jesus died to redeem this. To those afraid of dying, Jesus fully stepped into death and demonstrated his ultimate victory over this. Sadly, the opposite is also true. If we're unkind to those around us, we speak harshly to our family members, if we stockpile, hoard, freak out, we tell the world Jesus is no big deal. The gospel is not black and white letters on a piece of paper. The gospel is vibrant and living. The living voice of God. The gospel of wonder and amazement. The gospel can be applied 1,000 different ways and invites people to have confidence and hope. The gospel shocks the dead heart to life. It resuscitates gasping faith. Do you see the need? Do you hear the cries? The plane we are on, yes, our world is in turbulent airspace. First, secure your own oxygen mask. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.